It's Wednesday, December 31st, 2008, and welcome to episode 69 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. 2008 is about to come to a close, and I would like to wish everyone a very happy and prosperous new year in 2009. Yesterday, we finally received the new replacement computers for the ITC lab, and I have spent the past couple of days taking out the old computers and setting up the new ones. The new computers are all out of their boxes and ready to have the software installed and configured. Now all we need to do is make the master image that we will apply to all the computers so they will all be ready for the start of a new semester. The other thing that I have been doing over break is testing out the new Flip Minnow HD video camera that the ITC recently purchased, and I have a mixed review of the latest model. First, the physical size is very compact and is a little bit smaller than the current Flip Ultra model. I do like the new smaller form factor, as it is just about the perfect size for portable use and easily will fit in a shirt pocket. On the positive side, the Minnow HD does take excellent quality video and produces a much crisper video image than the Ultra model. The Minnow HD shoots video in 1280 by 720 versus the 640 by 480 resolution of the Flip Ultra model. This increase in quality of the Minnow HD, however, comes at the cost of two factors that educators will want to weigh to see if the increase in video quality is worth it. The first trade-off is in file size. I did a quick test of how we use the Flip cameras in the ITC and found that a 20-minute Minnow HD video file came out to approximately 1.5 gigabytes in file size in the MP4 file format. The same 20-minute video taken with the Flip Ultra model came in at about 500 megabytes in file size in the AVI format. If you are wanting to capture video and share it with others, file size is an important practical consideration. Larger file sizes take longer to process if you plan to do any video editing. The other consideration for practical use is that the larger file size will take longer to copy from one device to another. For example, we have many faculty that check out the Flip cameras from the ITC and use them to record student presentations and share the video files with students. The larger Minnow HD files are of better video quality, but this comes at the expense of over 3 times the file size compared to the Flip Ultra model. For our purposes in the ITC, the older Flip Ultra still meets the needs and is a quick way to record student presentations and is a little more convenient to share with others due to the lower file sizes of the raw video. So in the end, it is a trade-off of file size versus quality. There is another disadvantage that I see with the new Minnow HD, and that has to do with the default format that the video is recorded to. The Minnow HD records to the MP4 format, which is not easy to edit in Windows Movie Maker without installing some additional codecs. For those that do not want to mess around with codecs, which is most of us, the Minnow HD comes with its own software called FlipShare and is an easy-to-use video editor for basic editing. FlipShare lacks some of the features found in Windows Movie Maker or iMovie, but handles most basic tasks. The FlipShare also works with both Mac and PC. Video editing, while easy to learn to do, is still a time-consuming practice even with the new Minnow HD model. I used the Minnow HD FlipShare program to make a short movie of about 5 minutes, and the rendering time took about 15 minutes to produce the final 5-minute video project in WMV format. The 5-minute video had a final file size of about 700 kilobytes. So for me, the final verdict is that I have a use for both the older Flip Ultra models as well as the new Minnow HD model. If I am wanting a higher quality video in a widescreen 16:9 format, I will reach for the Minnow HD. For everyday practical use, the Flip Ultra model is still a workhorse for me. Both cameras have a great form factor, and faculty and students will be able to easily use either camera for quick and easy videos. Please remember that both models have a tripod mount, and you will be much happier with your projects if you use a tripod. My technology pick of the week this week is a software program that will convert files to and from different file formats. Sorry about the alphabet soup in discussing the Flip camera models, but as a user of technology, you need to be aware of different types of file formats, what they are used for, and the advantages of each. In the preceding discussion, I mentioned the MP4, AVI, and WMV file formats for video. Each format has advantages and disadvantages. Another common video file format on the internet is the Flash FLV format, and this week's tech pick has worked well for me in the past when I have a file in a certain format but need to convert it to a different format for another use. When I place a video file on the internet, I usually use the FLASH format because FLASH is a common standard for video on the internet. YouTube uses FLASH videos. I often convert WMV files to the FLASH format for web use using this program. The name of this free converter program is called Format Factory, and a link is provided in the show notes. This program works with Windows, so if you know of a similar free program for Macintosh, please leave a comment in the blog to share with others. Format Factory not only handles converting different video formats, but also converts file formats for audio, pictures, and mobile devices like iPods, Zunes, and mobile phones. The next time you are looking to convert a file to a different format, give Format Factory a try to see if it will meet your needs. That wraps it up for episode 69 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next year, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.